Wednesday. Abraham, father of God's people. So it was in this area that God called Abraham, here in Ur, in Chaldea. And then he went up to Haran. And there he got the next call, and then he went down to Canaan. We read in Genesis 12, the Lord said to Abram, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show to you. Leave. Leave. In those days, it was important to be many. It was important that there were many people together. The more they were, the more safety. And the smaller a band, a company, the more danger was around. Maybe there are others who are more than you, and then they would come down on you to get your cattle, your sheep, your goats, your camels. They want to rob you. So safety is in people, many people. The more the better. And now, leave your people. Leave your father's household. Become small in people. Whew, no safety. Why should you do that? I will make you into a great nation. First you have to become small, that you can become great. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. And whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you, through the birth of Jesus Christ. All peoples, not just all people, but all peoples will be blessed through Christ. Abram got the information about God's will. He trusted in God and he fulfilled God's will. He looked at God as someone, he loves me. Therefore, I listen to him. I obey him. When someone loves me, he wants the best for me. That was the picture of God which was in Abram's head. And therefore he trusted. Maybe we have lost this picture. God is love. And when he tells you something, it's out of love. And it's not always easy to understand. Leave your household. Leave your father's land. Become small in people. Why so? And I will make you a great people. But I will make you, God says. Not you yourself. I will do it. So in this constellation, God forms a people, God's chosen people. The Father tells the Son about God. He tells him how God is. He is love. Trust him. Obey him. We are God's people. And Abraham, as the father, he is the founder. He started. But it was a difficult start, wasn't it? At the age of 75, he had no son yet. At the age of 75. And Sarah was 65 at this point in time. And he trusted in God. It will happen. Don't worry. He will take care of you. He will bless us. He will make a great people out of me. Love, trust.